What room are you in God's house? Family room, kitchen, or prayer garden? In him and in fellowship with one another, you yourselves also are being built up into the structure with the rest to form a fixed abode, a dwelling place of God in, by, through the Spirit. Ephesians 2, verse 22. In college, I worked as an electrician and a carpenter building custom homes. I've never lost my love for building. I enjoy browsing websites and magazines featuring custom homes to see the latest design trends and advances in technology. Karen has used her creative skills remodeling and decorating homes and gardens for clients. We talk about building our dream house one day. What draws us to custom building is the freedom to design a space that fits your personality, needs, interests, and lifestyle. Custom homes often feature theater-style entertainment rooms, game rooms filled with toys, wine cellars or cigar rooms, pools or fountains that come into the home, studies where work feels like play, exercise rooms modeled after health clubs, and kitchens that combine space and design with very expensive technology and gadgets. Paul tells us Christians are built and joined with other Christians to form God's house. As part of God's house, ask yourself, what room am I? Is my room inviting and pleasing to God? Does my room reflect God's character and his nature? Is my room filled with light, warmth, and inviting? Or is it cold and dark with a sign on the door that reads, "Keep out"? Do I reflect the excellence and fine workmanship? Am I a tiny closet or a huge walk-in with built-ins? Am I a prayer room that promotes stillness and invites others to kneel in reverence before God? Am I a game room where others can relax and play? Am I a family room where others come together to share, laugh, and make memories? Am I a bedroom, a place of rest and restoration? Am I a kitchen where a great feast is prepared for those who hunger and thirst for righteousness? Child of God, ask God what he desires for you in his house and trust his master plan. Lord, thank you for your perfect will and design for my life. Holy Spirit, fill me with your presence and use me for God's divine purpose. Through the blood of Jesus and in the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.